Hey everybody, welcome to a special episode of Birds on a Blue Note. I am joined today by Al. He is one of the Bleacher Report Mets community captains, and we are actually going to be taking a preview at the upcoming Mets versus Cardinals series. So thought I'd have somebody who knows the team better than we do. So, Al, I know you're Mets started it off 0-5, but you guys are now at 13-11, doing pretty hot. What's your team look like? Who should we be looking out for as we face you this week?
Well, first and foremost, I appreciate you for having me. So thank you for that. Right now, honestly, I looked at the pitching matchups. I believe you guys may have a bit of an advantage because Quintana hasn't been that hot the last few starts. Hauser has been pretty abysmal the last couple of starts. So right there, you got two games. Like, I think Hauser's going up against Sonny Gray, which sucks for me. Because I'm actually going to that game. I couldn't go to the game that like Jose Budo's playing because he's actually been pitching pretty well. He's probably one of our surprises right now. Probably one of our better pitchers this season so far.
He's going
But
up against Miles too, so that's a pretty solid opportunity for you guys to start off the series with a win for sure.
see again, this is what we spoke about before. Miles, he's an up and down kind of guy, isn't he? Because like I remember, like not long ago, he was like, "Oh, he's a stud," and then it's like he sort of lost it, and then he's not that great, and then he's good again. I feel like I remember seeing him pitch well against us, though.
He's one
But
of those roller coaster guys. You're either going to get a solid performance from him, or he's going to have trouble locating throughout the game and you can pounce on him for five plus type of deal. So definitely a wild card. But like you said, Budo's been pitching superbly for you guys this year. What he's, let's see here, 1.65 ERA on the year. So, and he's at
yeah, he's
home
a
too.
surprise. Yeah, he's been a very pleasant surprise. I think he's the only one of our pitchers that's gone into the seventh. And I think he's done it twice this year so far. But yeah, like I said, that one should be our only favorable matchup. I'd take Sonny Gray over Hauser. And then again, Quintana, he can be the wild card there because Quintana, he's a soft tossing lefty. He's not gonna wow you with his stuff. He has the capability to be able to guide around the lineup and make his way through. But he also, if he's not on, if he's not on top of his game, then he's gonna get hit because his stuff does not translate quite as well as others. So that's where he's at. And Hauser's in the same boat. I have more confidence in Quintana than in Hauser right now, but we'll see. Like we may end up talking all this, and then by the end of the day, he may have like a no hitter on Saturday, God willing, for me
You
at
would
least.
love that, obviously.
But yeah, you never know. But yeah, right now, it's like based off of the teams and from my perspective, because I don't really know much about you guys. I think we should be able to take two of three, but again, our pitching is where it can be a little bit suspect, and that'll give you guys a chance. How are your bats doing so far?
See, that's the interesting about how our matchup is going to go. Our pitching has been doing pretty awesome. It is our bats that have been seriously
Oh,
struggling. So
so you guys
this
are
could
like
be a
us,
chance
sort of.
for you guys to get right with your pitching or for us to get right with our batting, one of the two. So it's going to be this perfect storm possibly this weekend for you.
It could be the other way also, because like I said, our bats, we it's feast or famine with them. Like you just saw, we pulled off a 6-game win streak in which anything was possible. Even when we were down late, we'd come back. And then the last three games, our offense was non-existent. And then today we explode for 8 runs. Give granted, it gave us a bullpen game, but still
I know
their
the season's
pitching's
early,
coming
but
out.
yeah, you guys have been pretty streaky. A 5-game losing streak to start the season, that 6-game winning streak. So, yeah, been up and down for you guys a bit. Now, obviously, all of our fans know Pete Alonso, your star. But You guys had plenty of other batters on the team. Who are some guys that we should watch out for at the plate?
Well, at the plate right now, I'm not even sure why he's not really getting more regular time. Tyrone Taylor has been really good for us. He's been the steal of the trade. So obviously, Stearns acquired Hauser and Taylor from Milwaukee, mostly to shore up our rotation a little bit. But he also picked up Taylor, who's been a nice bench piece. But truth be told, with some of the ways that he's played, some of the games he's actually helped elevate us in with defense, with offense, all that stuff. So he's actually swinging a pretty good bat. I'm not sure if they're going to reward him. Yeah, like today, I think he went, I think he got a couple of hits, or he made three hits. He hit a home run. I'm not sure if they're going to reward him and give him a start or two, but he's good. Lindor,
No, yeah,
he's
today
weird.
Taylor actually had a home run. Five at bats, two hits, home run, three RBIs today. So
Yeah,
batting
I was trying to watch that
227
while I was
on the
working.
year.
Yeah, Lindor's also been a little bit weird because there have been nights like against Logan Webb yesterday. It was horrible. He looked terrible. But then today he went 4 for 4 with two home runs. And then lately he's been having a little bit of a bad luck streak in terms of like sometimes when he does hit it, he'll hit it hard, but right at somebody. But then again, he's up and down so far. He's very inconsistent right now. So he can show up and be the good Lindor, or he can show up and be given poor at bats. Alvarez went down. He was a good hitter. Right now, our best hitter is probably Marte. Starling Marte has been the most consistent. He's been hitting the ball well. He's been stealing bases. He looks healthy. And I think that's the most important thing for us. McNeil seems to be starting to come around. Beatty started off hot. He got hurt. And he hasn't really been doing much since. But we'll see. We do have a big unknown in terms of JD Martinez. He's coming back up. Supposedly Friday's his first game. So you get to see our new addition with that. Yeah, I mean, catchers aren't. Alvarez went down, and that kind of like gave us a big gut punch. We
Oh
have
yeah,
to do what we have to
that's a rough one losing Alvarez. And you have one of our old boys, Harrison Bader, in your guys' outfield. He's actually having a pretty decent start to
Yeah,
his
he
season
started
with
pretty
you
well
guys.
too. Like I said, he started a little slow, but he's torn it up and
In
up.
72 at bats, he's got 20 hits, a home run, five stolen bases, batting 278 with a 654 OPS. So having a pretty solid start to the season, and he knows our team pretty well. So, maybe he
Yeah.
gives you guys a little bit of insight to what we're
I hope
doing.
so. Like anything that can help us.
Absolutely. Well, before we head out, any final thoughts, that you're looking for this weekend from you guys?
I mean, I would hope for a sweep, but I doubt that's happening. That's not really that
Well, I'm
easy.
hoping for that too. We just differ in who we want to
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't know. It all depends. Like, if everybody plays the way that's supposed to, can we take two of three? Yeah, I would expect that. But again, you can't really sleep on any team.
I honestly would not be surprised if this comes down to Sunday's game as a rubber match. You guys take one, we take two, and it comes down to that. Who wins Sunday takes the series type of deal.
Yeah.
But that's why they play the games, right, Al? You never
Yeah.
know what's gonna happen, right, buddy?
Yeah, of course. But we'll see. We'll see if we go streaking. We'll see if I don't know. Like I said, we started one today, one game. Hopefully one two Friday, and then we'll go from there. And then but again, anybody can have an A game at any point in time, and then that's the beautiful part of this game.
Oh yeah, it really is. You gotta love it and hate it at the same time. But I hope you enjoy going to Saturday's game. Enjoy checking out those wonderful new uniforms that you guys dropped, and have a great time. Al, appreciate it again for you taking the time to join us. Hopefully, our fans were able to learn more about the Mets before the upcoming series. And we'll see you all on the next episode of Birds on a Blue Note. Thanks, everybody, and have a good one. Take care.
That's great. Take care.